This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Freedom 855-450-3733. Skype on in here. It's Skype username LRN.FM. Joining you tonight, you've got Ian.
You got Vincent.
And you have Mark.
All right, so we still have, you can talk more about the idea of sexual harassment. That's what came up in the last hour. Or also, Vincent will be telling us on the way here about non-smokers in Japan. Some company is giving them vacation time because it's not fair, because the smokers get to spend a good chunk of their day outside on break, so the company's trying to even the odds up a little bit here. But let's go to our back to Ricky in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Ricky, you're on via Skype. You were calling in relation to something I brought up to you last night, which was
yes.
about how some of our amplifiers have been demanding to see your picture. They want to see the full
right.
outfit. I mean, we could send them over the picture that's associated
well,
with your Skype.
But I know, brother. I know. You know, I give it some thought. And see, that's where I was shocked last night when I was looking at the show notes. And it says that I refused.
It sounded like
refused.
A refusal.
I never refused. I never said
Mark,
no.
Mark, you were sitting here last night. Did Ricky refuse to give us a photo?
Nope. I said I'll think about it. I never said no. I never said no to
right.
it.
Well,
I believe Ricky, and I know that, and I know how you are. Like you'll just jump to any old conclusion that's convenient for you.
Yeah. You can always change your mind. I'll take your word for it, Ricky. Maybe there was a miscommunication. Maybe I misunderstood you, and if so, I apologize. So does that mean you've thought about it and you're going to go ahead and get a picture?
I have, but I'd like to hear what you were telling me before I tell my end of what I've decided and what I'm going to do. I'd like to hear what you were telling me before we went to break.
Yeah. So one of our listeners took a picture of the Undertaker, because you've described yourself as wearing like a leather, long leather coat or some
duster.
Sort of duster. And
used to wear leather. I busted. I trashed five leather ones, so I'm
it's
going to oil.
It's expensive. All right. So you're wearing a long black coat, all black, wearing all black, having a wide-brimmed black hat on of some sort.
Sunglasses.
Sunglasses.
Indoors.
And then also wearing a flag, wearing the battle flag of
the Confederate. You were Stars and Bars.
Right. So this
that
is your outfit.
That would be the battle flag of
Northern Virginia
Army. God save
right.
the South.
So this is your outfit there in Pennsylvania, the Commonwealth, where you go around doing Ricky things. And so that's what people wanted to see. And so somebody, you know, disappointed that you weren't going to actually provide the photo. Or
yeah,
maybe that's what they thought. They went ahead and created one in using their Photoshop abilities, and it's really funny. It looks great. And it kind of looks like you.
Well, I mean, the Undertaker, the way he looks, and then his
they put a pair of sunglasses on the Undertaker.
Right. He looks, I mean, he's like the Undertaker.
Gave him a rebel flag.
Yeah, that's what he like. As a matter of fact,
I
got a text this morning from Brother Chad, who wants to see pictures of Ricky and his flag.
Well, we know everybody wants to see the real Ricky.
But I have people texting me about it.
That's how popular you are, Ricky. They want to see you so badly. And, Mark, you've even been talking about starting up a shrine of chronic callers.
I think we should do it. I think people would be interested.
But we need to do it on the forums, because to do it on the website, it's just not going to work. It takes a lot of programming. We'd have to, like, hire programmers.
And I do think that, just like it was talked about last night, chronic callers should be optional. Because I was listening to Ralph. That's what I was thinking about this. I was listening to that long within 2 week period of the duel at Ralph and Chris and yourself and everybody else, Daryl, you know, and everything going on. Made me
think.
I don't
know what you're talking about.
Sorry, the duel with Ralph.
You see, when you were fighting with Ralph?
Remember, he said nobody could make Ralph do anything. He said you can't, you know, push Ralph into whatever words you used last night.
Yeah, I tried to get Ralph to install Skype, but he never does it. So, like, I'd rather take your calls than Ralph's calls because you sound better. It's just easier to...
I forced him into the duel. He didn't want to do it, but he had no choice.
He's on hold right now. You want to talk to him?
Yeah, I actually will, but let me just say...
Wait, I want to talk about the picture.
Okay, talk about the picture.
Close this picture deal.
Yeah.
Go ahead, basically, Mark. What I'm going to do is I'm going to do it up right, brothers. I'm just not going to do it right now. I'm thinking I'm probably going into December, and it's going to be better than just a photo. It's going to be a series of photos. I'm going to have photos. I'm going to have videos. It's going to be beautiful.
You should make a calendar.
You're going to get have a photo shoot?
You want me to pose for you there, Brother Vincent?
Yeah, calendar. So every month of the year, I get to see Ricky.
Ricky from the Commonwealth in 2018.
I've been worked up about what I say on this show. Now, what I do? What are you asking for there, brother?
No, I'm just saying it'd be a good idea. It'd be neat. Hey, you could sell it and make some money.
I'm not interested in making money.
You can make Bitcoin.
That might be of interest, but that would be wrong. That'd be against fighting a good fight, and for the reasons I do.
The sooner you get me these pictures, Ricky, the sooner I can put this whole thing together, and then all my listeners will be happy because there'll be a shrine of chronic callers, and that's really what they want.
Small. I'll start out small, but there will be a series of them.
All right.
Throughout now. Through December.
No problem. We're going to start a page in the forum, and every picture you send, we'll make sure it gets up there.
All right, Ricky.
Also, from the Commonwealth. Now, what's this about Ralph? Last I heard, I shot him in the abdomen. Now he's zombified. I should have shot him in the head. I could smell it.
Brother Curtis Sliwa has raised the question, what exactly is New Jersey doing to weed out these savages and subhumans that are,
You were going to be leaving New Jersey, and you weren't going to be there very long. Why are you still there? Also, aren't you dead?
Man, well, I love that Ricky pays closer attention to what Ralph says. I don't remember him talking about leaving.
You're absolutely correct about that, Ricky. I mean, with the Confederate flag, I'm not going to hold it against you because long live the South, isn't it?
So you guys agree here. Hold on, Ralph. Hold on. So it sounds like we found a point of agreement, Ricky. It sounds like Ralph is a fan of Southern secession, which makes sense because he does hate black people based on the calls. That he's made here.
Are you deliberately trying to piss off Riffy from the Commonwealth? You know what I carry on my back, brother? This is something cross. What do you have to say about that?
Can you believe me? He's making a caricature out of me like I'm some kind of,
Hang on, Ricky, hang on. Ricky, if you can't fight with Ralph like directly because for whatever reason his phone audio is completely squishing the Skype audio, so try to let him say something and then respond, okay? I'm going to let Ralph back on here. Go ahead, Ralph.
Well, I have been made into being a caricature of an Archie Bunker every time I call, but... You know where they got these people like, Mr. Righteous here and Wolfman.
Mr. Righteous?
That's you, right?
Yeah, he should be. That's excellent.
And Wolfman is coming from that white guilty.
Who's Wolfman? This guy, Ricky.
He's talking about Brother Daryl now, you son of a bitch. Watch your mouth. Daryl ain't even here to defend himself. It's kind of like Jefferson Davis. Time is up, Ralph. But it's a little late to join the Confederacy. State son of a bitch.
Like I said, we can have an election, by the way, and if this election turned out to be not what I want it to be, then go south, baby, go.
I think Ralph's getting called out here. Are you calling Ralph a chicken?
The phrase, a little late to join the Confederacy movement, brother. You're a little late, you Union status son of a bitch.
Don't say that, Ricky. Don't say that. I see some Confederate flag in here. As a matter of fact, if I go to the middle part of New Jersey, like into the Brunswick area, I see some pickup truck flying the Confederate flag.
Ralph's trying to say that Jersey's part of the South. Thanks for the call, Ralph. I appreciate it. And Ricky, man, you really did a great job there. I really got to say, that was probably one of the most entertaining back and forth between callers I've ever heard.
Yeah, you've been watching the news in Jersey. That's the problem. A little late to join the Confederacy.
All right, Ricky.
Screw him.
Hey, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it, man. All right. So there you go. Actually, they both did pretty well. I mean, you can't understand a word out of Ralph's mouth.
Oh, I loved it. I don't know what they were talking about, but I really, really enjoyed it.
I heard Archie Bunker from Ralph, and that was about it.
The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. This here is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything.
The young lady from the rescue delivered happy, and I panicked. She was missing hair, stinky, scabby, and I thought, what did I get us into? The cause of his issue was poor nutrition. It was neglect. The other owners didn't care enough about him to give him the nutrition he needed, but I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dinovite.
DinoVite.com.
I ordered the first 90-day supply, and within a couple weeks, his skin started clearing up. He didn't smell. He had more energy. He just had a glow and a bounce about him. We've been using Dinovite for the last year, and Happy the Rescue Dog is Happy the Healthy Dog. I tell all my friends who have rescues to give their dog the chance at a new start with Dinovite. It's going to pay off for you and your dog for years to come.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000. DinoVite.com.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. You may dial toll free to join us on the radio waves. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. If you want to help out Free Talk Live and get your shopping done online, then just go to shop.freetalklive.com. It is, well, officially now the season. Vincent, you were just complaining during the break that you're already seeing Christmas decorations up and about at holiday stores.
It's November 1st. Halloween was just yesterday. Thanksgiving hasn't even come yet.
This is typical.
Time to put up the Christmas decorations.
Yeah, it's disgusting. It's not cultural appropriation.
Whose culture is being appropriated here?
Christian.
It's not unusual, though. This dates back to when probably long before I worked in retail, when it was pretty common you'd start putting the Christmas decorations in, and you'd get those in heavy by the end of Halloween. That's when it replaces all the Halloween stuff. There's usually even some before the end of Halloween. It's just not the full display. So this isn't anything new. This is kind of the regular way things go. And of course, the next big shopping day is Black Friday, which will be the day after Thanksgiving. Always interesting news headlines at that time. It's Ian, Vincent, and Mark here. And so once again, if you want to support Free Talk Live this holiday season, go to shop.freetalklive.com. We've got a link there to Walmart, where you can actually get your shopping taken care of and in a lot of cases have it delivered to your door or do a ship-to-store and get it right there at your local pickup window at your Walmart. So go to shop.freetalklive.com. As we go to your calls and thoughts, let's talk to Deputy of Virginia, calling from Virginia. Listening online. Go ahead, Deputy.
In wealth, where the wealth is common.
What's on your mind?
You never gave me an update on whether or not you brothers was going to help me break Christopher Cantwell out of jail.
Oh, you're that guy. Well, you know, Chris, as I understand it, is he believes he's going to get out coming up here in 8 days. He's got a court hearing in Albemarle County, Virginia, where he's being held on charges that basically make him into a political prisoner. Now, say what you want about his despicable racist beliefs, he doesn't deserve to be held without bail for what was, you know, arguably an act of self-defense. But even if it wasn't, the average person who is in trouble for an assault charge is generally not going to be held without bail. And so we'll see what happens there. But
I got to respond. You said that guy. Is that some kind of a slur towards those of us that live in the wealth of commonwealth?
You people.
Thanks for the call, Deputy. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Greg in Brooklyn, New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Greg.
Hey, guys. It's been a while.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I kind of wanted to ask you guys something that came up. You were talking about Southern secession. And what are your thoughts on that? Do you
Southern secession? You're talking about back in the Civil War days?
No, right now.
Right now. Well, I don't know if there's a movement to secede the entire South, but it wouldn't surprise me if there is.
They're going
to
have it.
They have a League of the South. I think that's an organization. I think they're at Charlottesville, too. Yeah, there's plenty of neo-Confederate organizations, actually.
Is the League of the South a loose-knit group of secessionist groups in each state, or are they want to see the entire South secede kind of thing?
I think it's kind of like a mix and match of just people who are proud of Southern heritage and others who want to secede. But I'm not an expert on the organization.
It's
so
just the people who form their political opinions based on hat pins that they bought in the 80s.
No, I think they appreciate the culture of the South. They appreciate the history. I won't throw them under the bus that fast.
No, I just wanted to ask because you guys were talking about, you know, New Hampshire seceding once in a while. And I was thinking, there are a lot of different secessionists. I mean, everyone from Catalonia, you know, the Basque people might want to secede. And I was thinking even like the new Black Panthers want to start their own country.
Yes. You know, that's like, I love it. So. The more the merrier. The more secession, the better. The smaller the area of secession,
Now, hold on, Ian. If, you know, Cantwell and a lot of, you know, the other white supremacists wanted to start their own country somewhere, say the Northwest Front, would you love it also?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right, yeah. At least
in fact, I have suggested that the white supremacists move out to some place in North Dakota. Remember they wanted to target, there was some white supremacists who wanted to target
Northwest Front. Yeah, it was like Seattle.
I thought it was like a town. town of six people in North Dakota. I forget what it was called. There was like one black guy that lived there, and they wanted to go and take over the town. It was only one guy who ended up going, though, so it really didn't turn into too much of a movement. But, Greg, yeah, I think secession's a great idea. Any amount, any level of whatever, it's the smaller the better, though. Go ahead.
I don't know where I was going with this. I just wanted to ask because a lot of the most of the violence that's been committed was actually even more than, you know, they say terrorists, were by separatists. A lot of, like, the Tamil Tigers wanted to secede and, like, a bunch of other ones.
Who Tigers?
Tamil Tigers.
What's Tamil Tigers? Where is that from?
That's, like, a group out in, like, near in India.
I think it's Severn, India.
Oh.
How long ago was that?
Was that like a while back?
I think
it's been going on a while. Yeah, maybe it's ongoing.
Okay, thanks for the update. I didn't know that.
Yeah, they hold record for like the most terror attacks.
Yeah, see, I don't support violence, so I don't. If a secession movement breaks violent, then I can't say I necessarily agree with that, unless they're defending themselves. So I don't agree with aggressive violence, to be clear. If they're defending themselves against a bunch of thugs trying to keep them in the state, then I would say, you know, feel free to use violence to defend yourself. But to
normally what happens is when they want to secede and declare sovereignty from, you know, the government, they will be met with violence. Like Bangladesh, for example, is a great example. Used to be part of Pakistan after Pakistan and India split up. And Bangladesh, we were on the side of Pakistan trying to keep Bangladesh in Pakistan.
Who was on that side?
And it was very brutal, actually. It was like
genocidal. Who were on that side?
The United States.
Oh, okay. Because I don't...
I don't remember.
I don't do
that.
What the United States does. I'm not part of them.
Okay. Yeah. So you guys have already seceded.
I seceded in my mind back in 2010.
You can secede, too, by simply going to shiresociety.org and signing the declaration.
That's right. Actually, it's not .org. It's shiresociety.com.
Oh, my mistake.
I don't know if anybody owns .org. They might. I don't know where that's going to take you, so be careful with going to sites that may not be the site in question. Shiresociety.com, there is the Shire Society Declaration, which is basically an individual declaration of independence, and people can sign that anytime they like. Greg, anything else you want to share?
Yeah, well, hold on. Now, if you want to secede, and the United States or whoever, or Pakistan, will employ violence against you, it's very unlikely that they will just let you secede, because if they let anyone do that, they wouldn't exist.
Right, it would be the first domino falling in the end of the empire, if they just let it happen.
Yeah, you can secede in the sense that, like, what you're talking... Yeah, right. They won't let anybody go because letting people go would then destroy the tax base. And that's essentially like a farmer saying, all right, animals, you can run around free because that's what we are. We're tax livestock for the politicians. But, I mean, you can free yourself and your family simply by moving to another geographic location. I mean, you know, ultimately, the United States is the only country in the world that really taxes you when you aren't on their land. So there's this movement called Permanent Traveler, and you can dodge a lot of taxes that way. And
are you driving at something here, Greg? We'll keep you on. If so, hang on here. More with Greg in moments. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom as Bitcoin, within this last segment of the show, crossed into another record high of $6,900 per Bitcoin, according to BitcoinAverage.com. Just an incredible night over there. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's our number. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, JP Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Anything that you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
I did, by the way, post the picture of Ricky as imagined by one of our Free Talk Live listeners and amplifiers. Leah, who had posted it on our Facebook group for AMP only, it's now available publicly on the new Shrine of Chronic Callers thread, which you can find over on the brand new-ish Free Talk Live forum.
Brand new-ish.
Over at forum.freetalklive.com. So anybody who's a listener can go to the forum at forum.freetalklive.com, and you can check that out.
And you don't need an account to view it.
That is correct. Although, if you want to interact with other listeners, then you should create an account, post an introduction. It's super easy to get on the forum. The three hosts here in the studio, we all have accounts there. And you should check it out over at forum.freetalklive.com. Greg is in Brooklyn. I think you were leading somewhere, Greg, so go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, no, I just wanted to say that, I don't think you could succeed without violence. And if you – well, that's not strictly true. Some federations, like the EU – which have provisions. That's why Brexit was possible. And also,
what you're saying is you don't believe that someone can secede without some side being violent, because I think the secessionist side can try their best to avoid violence. You're saying the federal government is probably going to get violent in any case.
The U.S. federal government. I don't think the EU federal government will get violent. Okay. But yeah,
as long as there's a provision in the Constitution for secession like there is at the EU, surprisingly, the USSR had a provision for secession. That's why it fell apart. So they all just decided to leave.
Well, just because they don't have a provision for secession doesn't mean that the U.S. government's going to stay together over all of these years. It's inevitably, hopefully, going to fail at some point. But I do see your point, and I think that it's, you know, it's hard to argue against it. It really is. Although my thought is, let's just throw caution to the wind and go for it anyway and see what happens.
Okay. And what if people are caught in the collateral damage, though, and if they have families and kids?
Yeah, that's bad. That's definitely bad.
Yeah, Ian doesn't like the idea that there might be consequences to this nonsense that he just spouts off all the time.
It's unfortunate. Bad things happen, but, you know, it's a world we live in.
Yeah,
you have to make some sacrifices.
I mean, do you want to live under a tyrannical federal government for the rest of your life and have your grandchildren and children subjected to them? I say no.
Is that the only solution, though, is secession? I mean, I would like to be able to travel from one side of the United States to the other without having to be stopped every half an hour by some Border Patrol agent who wants
to
put their hand on my pants.
By when we were trying to travel from one side of the country to the other by agents. Maybe they weren't Border Patrol agents. But
I'd like to get rid of them, too.
Okay, that's not happening.
There was a time when, you get on an airplane by just walking through a metal detector.
Now they're going to demand you have a passport in order to get on airplanes in certain states, apparently. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's not going in the more freedom-oriented direction as far as travel is concerned. Mark, if the federal government starts making it more difficult to travel intrastate, then will you decide that secession, it's time for it?
Ian, you can put pressure on the federal government and pare down its control to a constitutional level.
No, you
without
can't. That's never worked.
Neither has nonviolent secession, apparently.
Well, we haven't really tried it here in the United States.
But, Ian, instead, I think I get what Mark's saying. Instead of running away, why don't you just get rid, or change or get rid peacefully, get rid of a government or whatever's causing it.
You can't get rid of the government. Unless they completely implode at the federal level, they're not going anywhere.
Well, you could change it or overthrow it or something.
No,
what's preventing them from attacking, invading once you secede, Ian?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Okay, so what's the point of seceding instead of trying to get rid of it?
The fact that New Hampshire, the people here, have guns. As you pointed out earlier, Vincent, having guns is a deterrent from violent government actions. So New Hampshire's a peaceful place. If we can peacefully secede, we should do that. Now, whether the government is going to be peaceful about it remains to be seen. I think Greg makes a strong point that they might indeed get violent, but things aren't exactly the same today as they once were. And even the Spanish national government, still was apologetic about the violence that it had to use, that they felt like they had to use.
We're sorry to have to beat our children.
Yeah, well, I don't know if any children got attacked.
I'm just talking about
I think that's
one quick question. One last thing I wanted to ask.
Yeah.
Suppose you were able to secede and all the 50 states of the United States had borders, right? And then you had to sign a contract upon entering a state. Would you then say that if the contract was extensive enough and covered all the things that a quote-unquote social contract would cover, then you would have the consent of the governed? Because if you entered the state, you, by definition, you would have had to sign a contract between you and
that's an interesting question. It would certainly be much better to have them actually put a contract in front of somebody rather than claiming that, you agree to this social contract, which no one's ever read. You couldn't possibly write it down. You couldn't possibly read it because it would include all the laws, which, of course, would take you an entire lifetime or more to try to parse through. Thanks for the call, Greg. Good point. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Jason. He's on Skype. Go ahead, Jason.
Hey, guys. So I recommended my parents buy Bitcoin with Coinbase.
Uh-huh.
And it was a long time ago. No. I'm a big Coinbase fan, actually. So, but let me.
Oh, I still recommend people use Coinbase to get their first Bitcoins just because it's an easy process. I don't like Coinbase.
I recommended it to them. I recommended it to them years ago.
They're like the big bank of Bitcoin. They're terrible.
Well, nice alliteration.
They bought it at $600.
Nice.
And they pay their taxes every year. They have their own business. They have to, do stuff. But anyway, so I talked them into buying Bitcoin back at $600. They've done all right with
it. So by $600, you mean like just over a year ago?
Yeah, right? It was when it was at $600.
Right.
Yeah.
Because it's 6,900 right now as we speak.
Yeah, I know.
At Bitcoin average.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Well, see, I had sold a bunch when I bought my house so I could pay off a truck and stuff, and I sold it really low. And now I just get, you know, like a monthly amount, but nothing like I used to have. But anyway, back to the point. When you guys, like back when before it had forked the first time, it was highly recommended on this show to move out of Coinbase because when it forked, you wouldn't, you know, get that Bitcoin Cash.
That's because Coinbase had announced prior to the Bitcoin Cash fork that they would not be supporting Bitcoin Cash. They then rescinded that announcement after they noticed how many people wanted the Bitcoin Cash.
They had said, I mean, I got all the emails and the announcements because
I
used them personally too. And they had said at first that they weren't sure about the security of it, and they didn't know if they could trust it and stuff, and that they, you know, they didn't know if they were going to support it. But then they did, and it turned out really cool for, you know, everybody.
Well, it actually hasn't turned out at all because Coinbase has yet to actually give people the Bitcoin Cash. They promised that it was going to be coming in 2018, so who knows when that's going to
be. They are promising this next fork that they're not Bitcoin Gold, but the other one.
They just sent out an email today saying that they are going to be supporting the SegWit fork as well. So,
yeah, that's what's happening in 2 weeks. For listeners that don't know, Bitcoin has been having this internal fight for a few years over how to scale the network to the consumer demand. And there's been this agreement in place since May by a lot of the mining companies and the big companies like Coinbase and Blockchain and others, Blockchain.info and other companies that are going with this SegWit 2x thing where they're going to be doubling the block size coming up here in 2 weeks, which will require what's called a hard fork. The doubling the block size would allow more transactions per minute on the Bitcoin network, would essentially double them. And there's a lot of controversy about this. There are two very dug-in sides on this particular conflict, and it is looking to be a very ugly, very contentious fork coming up in 2 weeks. Go ahead.
Personally, I don't know. I just can't see. I supported Ron Paul. I was a big Ron Paul fan. In fact, I have a tattoo of his logo.
Where is it?
I have his bumper stick on my arm.
Okay.
But it doesn't actually say Ron Paul. It's just the Eagle logo that he had in 2000 in the last year he ran.
Okay.
2008. But anyway, I just wanted to bring up that I don't like how it can fork. It seems like they're printing more money, like the Fed would print money.
Yeah, let's talk about that coming up here. If you want, stick around. The concern here that Bitcoin forking or schisming into more than one Bitcoin, into competing Bitcoin networks, is that the same thing as inflation? Is it similar? 855, 450, free. We'll explain what we're talking about coming up here in moments. Free Talk Live.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are two Bitcoins, the one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
When I get to about 3/4,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega fish oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
It's working. Don't quit. Dynavite.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live. We got just a few moments here. Enough time for you if you dial in right now. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you here tonight, it's Ian.
It's Vincent.
And Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Hey, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then please become a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. That's money that we will invest into the show, using it to get on more radio stations around the country, not by paying for the airtime, that's a terrible idea, but by marketing Free Talk Live to those stations, literally calling them, cold calls, you know, getting program directors on the phone, introducing them to the show. That's one of the things that the AMP money goes towards. In fact, we pay Daryl to do that on a weekly basis here for us, and I also assist with that process. But I don't get paid for it. Anyway, Daryl does. So you go to amp.freetalklive.com, amp.freetalklive.com, and you can get signed up there. There's other things we do to bring new listeners on board across the world so more people can hear the ideas of freedom and liberty, peace, and cryptocurrency, because cryptocurrency is one of the more important concepts that the liberty movement has had about it in the last decade. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can get signed up there. You can use Bitcoin, by the way. You can use PayPal. You can use credit cards. And then you get all the cool perks like access to the AMP-only forum, or excuse me, the AMP-only Facebook group, which is pretty cool. It's actually one of the only reasons I still use Facebook. In fact, I wish we didn't have it so I could have no more excuse and then I could quit Facebook. But I'm staying on Facebook because of the AMP-only Facebook group, and so it is that good of a group. You get other cool perks, too. Check out the full list over at amp.freetalklive.com, ampamp.freetalklive.com. Jason is on the line calling from Missouri. And, Jason, you are concerned about these Bitcoin forks. We had the first one in history since Bitcoin's been around since 2009. Its first official fork or unofficial fork, however you want to refer to it, happened back in August, on August 1st, when Bitcoin Cash forked away. It's the very first competing Bitcoin. Now, there have been hundreds of altcoins, as they're called, these competitors to Bitcoin for years, but the Bitcoin Cash was the first Bitcoin fork off of the full Bitcoin blockchain, which is the technology behind the scenes on Bitcoin. It's essentially a public ledger. Now we're seeing more forks on the horizon. There's this big one called SegWit 2X, which is coming in 2 weeks. There was a small minor fork that happened last week called Bitcoin Gold. Anybody know what happened with Bitcoin Gold? Is it still a thing? Are people trading?
You can check the price on that thing.
Yeah, are people trading Bitcoin Gold? And then, Jason, we've also got somebody has announced Bitcoin Silver on the way. Somebody, I think I saw a headline about Bitcoin Platinum. I don't know what's real or what's fake at this point, but it's getting confusing in the Bitcoin marketplace, and I think it's a huge problem just from a marketing standpoint to have all of these forks out there. Mark, what's the latest on Bitcoin Gold?
$145.
So it's pretty much about where it was.
Yeah, it's flat.
Jason,
you can't really expect people like Coinbase to support all of them, right? Or do they by default, or do you have to have your own wallet downloaded on your computer to support all of them?
Yeah.
And would you even want to?
Yeah, that's a good question. That's a good question. I mean, if Bitcoin forks and the thing's worth a cent, then it's probably not worth the time to get it out of your wallet. But what you're referring to is when the fork occurs, let's say you have half a Bitcoin. You've saved up half a Bitcoin, and you have that before the fork. Then the fork happens. After the fork, you will then have half a Bitcoin and half of a Bitcoin fill-in-the-blank, whatever the new fork thing is. So coming up on the 15th of this month, when the SegWit2x fork happens, you'll have half a Bitcoin and then half a SegWit2x coin or Bitcoin, whatever they're going to call it, Bitcoin2x. You're going to have one of each. And what you're pointing out here, Jason, is that some of these online exchanges like Coinbase, you are at their mercy as to whether or not they decide to grant you access to these forked off Bitcoin. While if you want to make sure you have access to every fork of Bitcoin that happens, you need to have what's called a non-custodial wallet, which means that, and it's a strange term to me, because it sounds like you don't have custody. But what that means is the company
doesn't have custody of your Bitcoins.
Right. What that means is the company who made the wallet doesn't have custody of the Bitcoins. You, in a non-custodial wallet, have custody of the Bitcoins because you have your what's called the private key. And so if you want to get Bitcoin, you know, SegWit2x, Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin Silver, whatever these other ones that are on the horizon, you have to have a wallet that allows you to have access to private keys. Then
non-custodial wallets are so hot right now.
Go ahead.
It seems to me that that's the only way to fly, really, because if you're going to have Bitcoin, you're going to go to the trouble of doing all this, you might as well just have it as a non-custodial wallet, because then you can take advantage of all of these different currencies.
That's well,
correct.
One of the disadvantages before you run off doing what Ian says is that, you know, in the case of, say, Bitcoin Gold, it could have been a flash in the pan. It could have appeared and disappeared before you ever had a chance to move it into a wallet.
That's correct. And it may still.
To move it into an exchange, excuse me. So probably if you... You know, if you want to play these games, because there's a lot of volatility early on in the creation of these coins, and if you want to play these games, you might want them in a custodial wallet on an exchange so that you can,
then they break it out right away if they're going to support it, though, Mark. They may not support it. So how many exchanges support Bitcoin Gold?
You got to look ahead and right exchange.
But wait a minute. You guys are starting to sound like, you know, like we can just print money like the Fed does.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought this back around because that was what you'd said in the last segment, and this is the most important issue here. So
we just keep duplicating this currency, and it ends up...
So let's talk about that because it's not exactly the same thing. Now, I understand why somebody would look at the Bitcoin forks and say, hey, this is inflation. It looks like inflation. It's not. And here's why it's not. So when Bitcoin Cash forked in August, there were just over 16 million Bitcoins in circulation at that point. And so once the fork happened, then there were 16 million Bitcoins, and then there were 16 million Bitcoin Cash. So one would look at that and say, hey, the supply doubled. But that's not true. Bitcoin Cash did not double the supply of Bitcoins because they're not the same as Bitcoins. They're different. Now, what Bitcoin Cash did do was create $5 billion worth of wealth out of thin air in an instant. And the argument there is that what is going on is that that's what the market wanted. The market wanted to create that wealth. Otherwise, it wouldn't have valued Bitcoin Cash at the level that it valued Bitcoin Cash. It would have valued it much, much less. And most importantly, the price of Bitcoin stayed steady at the time of Bitcoin Cash breaking away and then went up after that. So the total market value increased overall. Now, that may not happen again this time around in SegWit 2X, but let's look at inflation of the classic sense as far as a government printing its own money. When the government doubles the money supply, prices go up over time because you've got more money chasing around the same amount of goods. In the case of what I'm saying there is, because prices would go up and there's more money around, that would mean that the market cap, if you will, is still essentially the same, even though the total value of all the money in circulation is essentially still the same, even though the number of dollars has gone up. Whereas with the Bitcoin situation, the total market caps of both of them have gone up over time.
There are economics teachers all across America screaming at their radios right now, pricing doesn't go up when money is printed. Pricing is determined by supply and demand.
Yeah, but it does tend to
Tends is the right word.
And that's because as long as supply and demand remain, what they were, if you double the money supply tomorrow,
right,
the prices are going to have to go up.
In a world with a fixed number of goods for sale, where the money supply doubles, the fixed number of goods, the pricing of it should double up.
Right, and so again, you're also dealing with an authoritarian top-down, we're telling you what this thing is and how many of them there need to be. That's what the Federal Reserve does. They decide. Whereas with the Bitcoin, it's the market making these decisions. This is not inflation in any classic sense.
Yeah, and those economic teachers have no idea what's going on right now because Bitcoin is, redefining everything.
Yep.
And
yeah, we're in new territory.
We haven't had a virtual currency market before.
Yeah, exactly. And the dollar, is basically losing value. It's not like Bitcoin's gaining value. It's that the dollar is just crashing.
Well, Bitcoin is gaining value
because more people are finding out about it.
Bitcoin is gaining value because you can look at it in comparison with the other altcoins, and it's just dominating them.
You can look at it in comparison to a grocery cart full of food, and you can see that it's gaining in value.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I have a friend who bought tons of Bitcoin, and he works in California, actually, and he does really well for himself, and he actually just retired on Bitcoin.
Amazing.
So, it's obviously.
I hope Bitcoin stays up for his sake because there's no guarantee that tomorrow it's not sitting at a dollar.
Yeah, because one of the things that people go ahead.
I think that eventually the dollar will crash and all these altcoins will be measured against the value of Bitcoin, and that'll be the thing that we
Most of the altcoins are actually measured against the value of Bitcoin if you look at them on the various different exchanges and such. Hey, thanks for the call, Jason. I appreciate the discussion. We're definitely going to talk more about this in the upcoming 2 weeks as this ridiculous fork looms ever closer. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Katie Armor has been on a mission to manufacture the most comfortable body armor on the market, and we've succeeded. With the release of our CQB technology, we now offer the most comfortable, concealable rifle threat body armor available. Things may look good now, but what if you need added protection? Get your very own concealable rifle threat armor today at KDArmor.com. And for a limited time, get all plates at wholesale pricing only at CATIArmor.com.